Just now we were having a little moment with the children. We talk about the things being new and how kids enjoy new toys.
就刚才我们才看见, 就是小孩怎么样喜欢新的玩具。
You know, you ladies like or enjoy the new clothes that would make you look really pretty.
或者是女士呢喜欢那些漂亮的新衣服。
And the men would really enjoy new cars or new stuff along those lines. And new toys, the bigger one, you know.
或者是我们做那男的呢就喜欢那些新车啊之类的。
And I know that some of you are struggling through or enjoying your new jobs and new situations that are either coming to town or coming back to home. And a new job, anything new is indicates a lot of excitement.
或者我们有新的工作，或者是到新的地方去，所以新表示着有很多值得兴奋的事情。
It always stirred up a sense of imagination, you know, a sense of hope, of looking forward to the future when you have something new.
所以当我们有什么东西新的话，我们也有一个希望，想那个有一些让我们值得期待的事情发生。
In a little bit, we will read a passage that is from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 1 through 5. And it's very easy for you to find because it's the last two or three pages of your Bible.
后面呢,我们又来看那个圣经的最后一本书, 启示录的第21章。
And as you look through the Bible, please look up chapter 21 of the book of Revelation, verse 1 through 5. I'll tell you something that is even more exciting. Something that is going to be really, really.
从启示录的第21章第1节到第5节，我们再看一下，这有什么新的东西值得让我们兴奋的？
And many of you have never heard about this news about the new thing that we will be reading about.
我们当中呢，可能从有很多是从来没有看见过这个是什么样的新东西将要出现。
So if you would, for those that have looked up that passage, read with me in English and then with Paul in Chinese.
好，现在如果大家已经找到的话，就跟牧师来一起读英语。
And if you can stand, I know that Priscilla probably wouldn't want to stand, but it'll be fine. If you can stand, please do, in honor of reading God's word with me.
请大家站起来一起读圣经。
Okay. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things had passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. True.
我读汉语，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我有看见圣城新耶路撒冷从神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如身妇装饰整齐等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：“看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，我们要做他的子民。” 神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、痛苦，因为先前的事都过去了。做宝座的说：“看哪，我将一切都更新了。”又说：“你们要写上，因为这些话是可信的，是真实的。”
Let us bow our head and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, I truly thank you and praise you once again for this morning.
在天上的父，我们实在是再次感谢你。
And for each and every person that's here, I pray for you to open our eyes and our hearts so that we can understand your words.
神，请让你打开我们每个在座的人的心扉，让你们准备我们的心灵。
So that we will see this great vision that you are giving to John and through this book of Revelations, that we will be able to see the reality of new heaven and new earth.
就像你通过约翰所预见的预象一样，我们也可以通过的圣经上所说，让我们知道你给我们预备了什么新的东西。
Thank you for the great hope that we each as Christians can have.
我们感谢你给我们每个基督徒的盼望。
And I pray that Father, you truly help us to understand the message today as you claim that you will be making everything new.
神今天帮助我们理解你的章节，因为你正如圣经上所说，你将一切都更新了。
And I pray that it be a blessing to each of us as we worship you in the learning of your word.
我们感谢你，当我们学习你的话语的时候，给我们的祝福。
In Christ's name we pray.
以基督耶稣的名。Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Again, the word new is repeated four times in this just few verses.
这个词新在这个几个章节里面呢，就重复了四次。
And the Greek word for new is kainos, K-I-I-N-O-S, which indicates something that is brand new, that is spanking new.
所以这个新呢，在希腊文里面叫 kaino， 它也就是新，非常新，崭新。
It always refers to something that is fresh, that's unused, that is never touched, something that is superior to the old.
也可以用来表示某些东西是新鲜的，从来没有用过的。
Now in this passage, when you read the first heaven and the first earth, it's referring to the old one that we are currently living in, the earth.
在第一节说到我们现在所居住的是一个旧的天跟地。
Because one day, this is going to pass away.
有一天呢，我们这个旧的天地要过去。
And you will be glad that it would.
而且我们大家都非常高兴它将要过去。
But we will go to that in a little bit more. But it's a retelling. This passage is a retelling of the book of Revelation, which reveals the future when Jesus returns.
这个启示录上所说的事情，就是通过约翰那个写出来，就是神告诉我们以后当基督再来的时候将要发生什么事情。
But the story is being retold from the viewpoint of the bride.
所以这个故事呢，这个事情是通过一个新娘的比喻来说的。
Now the bride is referred to the church, or in this case, all the fellowship of the believers in God.
这个新娘呢，所指的就是教会，或者说是那个信徒的一个整体。
So on that day when Jesus returns, the old heaven and the old earth will pass away.
所以当基督耶稣再来的时候，这个旧的天地就要过去。
And the new one will be coming down.
新的天地就要从天而降。
The exciting, brand new, spanking new heaven and earth will be coming down.
所以这个全新的天地。
The holy city.
新的圣城。
The new Jerusalem.
新的耶路撒冷。
We are not talking about physical building. We are talking about the church, the bride, the group of fellow believers.
这里我们说的教会新娘并不是这个教会的房子，而是我们作为一个是神的子民。
And this bride is beautifully prepared.
而且这个新妇呢是装饰的很好。
Ready for the groom Jesus Christ to receive.
就等候她的丈夫基督耶稣再来。
What an exciting vision.
所以这是非常令人兴奋的消息。
Let's look at this verse one verse at a time. We will look at the point number four, and that's my four-point simple outline. It's the first earth and the first heaven had a pathway.
所以我们再来看那个圣经的二十一章第一节，那个旧的天地。
Now many of you will easily agree with me that this world we live in is imperfect. It has a lot of problems.
估计我们在座的都同意，我们这个所在的世界是。不完美的，有很多各种各样的问题。
Not only physically, but even emotionally and spiritually, it's a world full of hurts and sins.
不单从身体上，而且就是那个属灵上，我们都有各种各样的痛苦跟那个罪恶。
But when Christ comes, all of those will be going away.
所以当基督耶稣再来的时候，所以这些的不足、不完美都将过去。
Even though we do live in today's world and on today's earth, a world that is imperfect, a world that is full of sins, sins of the others, and sometimes sins of our own.
尽管现在我们住在这样的不完美的世界上，有各种各样的罪，有其他人的罪，也有我们自己的罪。
And if you don't believe that, just look back to last year in 2006. How many things have gone wrong with the world?
如果你不相信的话，我们就可以回忆一下过去的2006年有多少事情是不对的。
Or even with our own lives.
或者是从我们自己的生活上。
Many things could have been wrong. We could have sinned against God, or we could have sinned against man.
在很多事情我们可能做错了，亏欠了神，或者亏欠了别人。
And if you were here on Friday, this past Friday, we learned the word sin means missing the mark.
如果这个上周五你在这里的话，那个罪就是错过了目标的意思。
In other words, there is a lot of marks, the goal, you know, the bullseye of that target that we each will aim at in the last year. We each have some kind of goals, but how many of them we have missed?
所以那个我们都有一个目标，在2006年里面，我们有可能有各种各样不同的目标，但是我们在座的有多少人达到了目标？
By the way, if you are not here on Friday night, you are missing out quite a bit. God is doing something amazing.
如果周五你不在的话，我们就可能失去了一些东西，因为神明显的在我们当中做工。
Just try to seek and find out where God is working and join Him.
所以如果你想知道神在干什么的话，就是请到我们这里来。
But if I were going to just look back in the year 2006, how many marks would have been missed? How many things would I have done wrong? How many sins would I have committed just myself?
所以当我回忆2006年的时候，我可以数一数我的错过了多少我的目标，我犯了多少的罪。
And we look at this world that is full of problems.
这个世界也一样，有各种各样的问题。
Some of it perhaps we add to it.
可能你有各种各样的东西要加上去。
But whatever it is, when we look at the new year that's coming, we begin to feel at times discouraged.
所以当我们现在是新年的开始了。
If we just look at this world that we are living in, and we put our hope in this world and this heaven that we are experiencing.
对比，如果在这个世界上，如果把我们的盼望是放在这个世界上，或者是把我们的盼望放在天堂里面。
Rather go home and hide your head and just pretend that no problems is existing around you.
可能我们会很多人就想，我们就回家，就是把头蒙起来，就假装这个世界上不存在各种各样的问题。
But you can take on the different attitudes, knowing that this earth is not.
或者说，我们有另外的一种态度，就是说这个世界不是我们的目的。
That this earth will go away.
这个世界会过去。
And yes, there are things.
当然有各种各样的事情。
But take on the right attitude to deal with those things.
但是我们需要有正确的态度来对待。
Learn from your experience.
从我们的过去的经历里面学习。
And try to pray for God to strengthen you so that you will find hope in the new heaven and new earth.
我们向神求他给我们力量，说这样我们才能从神里得到希望。
Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3 verse 13 and 14 give us a perfect illustration of what kind of attitude we ought to be taking on upon life.
使徒保罗在那个腓立比书第三章教我们一个最好的例子，我们应该怎样用正确的态度来对待。
That's why I tie that in to these scriptures and want to tell you the four things that we ought to do. Number one is to forget about what is behind. In other words, 2006 is gone.
所以第一个事情呢，就是说要忘记前面的，忘记背后的。
There may be pains, there may be sins, there may be problems that you experienced in the past year, but thank God we have year 2007.
在2006我们可能有痛苦，有困难，但是他们都已经过去了。我们现在面对的是2007年。
You know, in our ordinary routine of our daily lives, we wouldn't consider forgetfulness being a good virtue.
在我们的日常生活，我们可能不会把那个忘记当这个很好的习惯。
In fact, oftentimes we are disappointed, or sometimes we may disappoint others when we forget things.
所以当别人忘记东西，或者我们忘记东西的时候，我们会对别人失望，或者别人会对我们失望。
But the busier our lifestyle becomes, and the older you and I get, we tend to forget things.
但是当我们变得越来越忙，或者是年纪越来越大的时候，我们就更容易忘记。
But there is sometimes when forgetfulness is of good virtue, as is illustrated here by Apostle Paul.
但是有时候呢，忘记就是个很好的东西，就像圣徒使徒保罗所说的一样。
Your attitudes towards the past ought to be forgetting what you cannot make change anymore.
所以对过去的，对于我们不能再做改变的东西，我们就要忘记。
Leave it behind.
所以忘记过去。
Perhaps last year you have hurt somebody.
或者说在过去的一年你伤害了某个人。
Or somebody have hurt you.
或者他伤害了你。
Perhaps you have sinned against God or sinned against man.
或者是亏欠了神，或者是亏欠了人。
You go to him and you repent.
所以你就对到神或者人面前跟他和好。
But take on the attitudes of being willing to forget what is left behind.
但是呢，我们更要学会忘记，要把那个过去的就过去
了。You recognize it, you repent it, and you ask God to forgive you, and be thankful that God, Jesus, does have the ability and the willingness to pardon you.
所以我们要首先要意识到哪里错了，而且是求神宽恕。我们要相信神有这个能力来宽恕我们。
Sometimes we think that this world is going to be lasting forever.
有时候我们就想，就感觉到这个世界是不是永远就要这样下去？
And so we feel like that problem will never go away.
所以我们就想那个问题永远都在。
Or sometimes we put our hope so much into this world and this earth, so much so that we want to tie our lives to it and won't forget anything.
有时候我们把这个世界上的事情看得更重，就把我们捆绑在这个世界上。
And sometimes what happens is the past becomes a burden to our present.
所以我们过去反而变成我们今天的负担。
And Apostle Paul is saying that you ought to forget that which is behind.
但是保罗告诉我们说，我们应该忘记过去的。
Leave it alone. Get beyond that point.
就让它过去，我们往前走。
In fact, Apostle Paul continues to say in my point outline number two, straining towards what is ahead.
所以保罗继续说，我们要向着标杆往前进。
Yeah, this world is full of problems, the sins and the hurts and all of the problems that go with it.
这个世界上有各种各样的痛苦跟不足。
But we just read a moment ago that one day the new heaven and earth will be coming down.
但是就像刚才我们所说的，新的天地就从天而降。
There will be a holy city for you and I to worship together.
将有新的圣城我们一起。
There is a hope in the future when we recognize that Christ is going to come.And He is our Lord.
我们可以盼望这样的未来，新的基督耶稣必有再来的一天。
Looking into what is ahead of you.
所以往前看。
Perhaps you're saying, "Oh, that's a long time to come when Christ returns."
或者我们说，基督耶稣谁也不知道他什么时候再来，那是很久以后的事情了。
We know He can return anytime.
但是我们知道他任何时候都可以回来。
None of us knows the exact timing.
我们谁也不知道会在什么时候。
But it could be tomorrow.
但是它可能在明天。
It could be in our lifetime.
可能就在我们这个生活的这一辈子。
It could be longer, but we must have the sense of urgency that Christ's return can be any time.
可能在下一辈子，但是我们知道，基督耶稣可能在任何时刻回来。
The moment that you take away that emergency, you lose the excitement and the need to pursue holiness.
所以我们必须要有这样的紧迫感，如果我们失去了这种紧迫感呢，我们就不会就觉得 I'm sorry.
The moment that you forget about the emergency, the fact that Jesus can come, can return at any time, that there is a hope any time in our lives, you lose the desires to pursue holiness.
所以如果我们失去那种紧迫感的时候，当基督耶稣再来的时候，那种神圣我们就觉得再也不神圣。
Because the Bible says that we ought to be preparing ourselves beautifully prepared as a bride. under Christ.
因为圣经上说，我们准备自己就像那个新娘装那个装扮自己一样，要等待丈夫的再来。
You may say I'm not yet a Christian, so I don't know what that all means and what it has to do with me.
你可能会说我还不是基督徒，你所说的对我好像没什么意义。
But I tell you, you ought to take on a good attitude and the right attitude of always looking forward to what is ahead of you.
但是我告诉你，你应该有正确的态度来对待过去以及对待你面对的。
Don't let what happened in the past behind your life to drag along, and so you couldn't press forward, strain towards the goal that you ought to be striving for.
所以不要让过去变成你的负担，而是你不能达到你今天应该达到的目标。
But the question is, where do you place your hope?
现在的问题是，你把你的盼望放在什么地方？
As Christians, there is an exciting vision that God has given us that when Christ returns, the new Jerusalem, the holy city, the new heaven and earth is going to arrive.
我们作为基督的盼望就是，当基督耶稣再来的时候，我们新城、新耶稣、耶路撒冷就会从天而降。
And we ought to take on the attitude of the urgency to be ready anytime.
所以我们就应该有这样的紧迫感，我们应该是时刻准备好。
This year, perhaps every year from now.
从今年开始，或者是每一年。
Would you challenge yourself with the vision and the willingness to follow what God is going to lead you in your life?
你会不会这样来挑战自己？你就是让神在新的一年给你一个新的带领。
Because God has a goal and He has a purpose for your life.
因为神对你的我们每一个人的生命都有目的。
It's up to you to strive for that goal and achieve it, but you can choose to be dragged along by what is behind.
你可以选择朝那个目标前进，或者说你可以选择让那个过去把你拖累了。
Again, Apostle Paul.Said it on the verse 14 of Philippians 3, which I use as the third point, is to press towards that goal.
所以保罗在第十四节继续说，要向着标杆直跑。
There is a goal for you and me as a Christian, which is to grow in our process of sanctification, to be more like Christ.
所以我们作为基督徒的目标就是，我们每一天都变得更像了基督耶稣。
I don't know what is your goal, but I know what is mine.
我不知道你的目标是什么，但是我知道我的。
I don't know by this time if you have come up with your New Year resolutions or not yet.
我不知道你今年，现在为止你有没有计划好新年的目的。
But I have mine.
但是我已经计划好我的了。
And my encouragement to you is that take on these opportunities of a new year, a new opportunity, a new beginning,a new understanding of God's will for you, that you will strain towards what is ahead, and that you will be pressing towards the goal.
但是我鼓励大家一个积极的态度来对待新的一年新的事物，而且准备好对神有新的理解，所以这样我们才能够向着新的目标前进。
There is one thing that is exciting that I know that our church has in the way of goal.
今年呢，我们这个教会有我们的一个目的。
I know that on the first weekend of February, we are going to have a prayer-focused weekend when Dr. Ruth Scott is going to come here and teach us on how we grow our love with God.
所以在第二月的第一个周末呢 ，Dr. Ruth Scott， 会教我们一个祷告为目的的、为中心的，教我们怎样学习在神里面长进。
And how we grow in our loving relationship with Him.
教我们怎样。长进跟谁的一个亲密的关系。
Well, if God gave us the greatest commandment as to love Him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our strength, then how much more we ought to learn and grow in our love with Him?
如果神的最大的使命就是让我们全心全力、全心心的爱他的话，那在新的一年，我们应该有又怎样才能够做到这样？
Wouldn't it make sense if we at least include that as one of our goals for year 2007, that we want to grow in our loving relationship with God, and hopefully then with the people? Have you sent to our midst?
所以在我看来就是一个很顺理成章的事情，把这个神的一个最大的使命也加进到 新年的目标里面去。
If I'm not mistaken, Dr. Ruscott is going to cover 1st, 2nd, and the 3rd John, which on my Bible is only 9 pages.
Dr. Ruscott 呢，他会集中在那个约翰一书、二书、三书上面，这个 三本书呢都是比较短的书。
You want to know more about God and how to develop that relationship with Him? Come learn from Him through that rich lessons about these 9 pages.
你如果想知道怎样认识神或者怎样增进跟神的关系的话，那就请欢迎大家来到我们中间来一起学习。
So that then you can learn on your own of the other 2,000 pages.
来通过这个学习班以后呢，我们就可以有这个工具来学习其他的怎样的2000多页书。
But what about your goals? What are your goals for 2007?
你2007年的目标是什么？
Are you prepared for 2007?
你对2007年是已经准备好了？
What are your New Year's resolutions?
你新年的计划是什么？
We ought to keep this in our mind and in our heart so that we have something we can strain towards, that we can press towards in weight of our goals.
这时候我们应该有这样的计划，就是有了这样计划，我们才在新的一年才有新的前进的目标动力。
There is a story I'm going to share with you in terms of how we can envision our goals and our hope for the future.
这个有个故事我要跟大家分享，就是大家怎样来预见我们的目标。
There is a story about the leader of a certain Indian tribe.
这是一个关于那个印第安人的一个部落的那个酋长的一个故事。
And he is at his old age and he's dying, but he has 3 sons.
这个酋长呢，他年纪很大了，就有他差不多就是要去世的，他有3个儿子。
So he summoned all his 3 sons to him and say, "I'm dying, and one of you must succeed me as the head of our tribe."
他就把三个儿子叫到面前说，你们当中一位，我马上就要死了，你们当中一位必须要继承我的这个酋长的职位。
And I want each of you to climb our holy mountain and bring back something beautiful.
所以我想你们的三个人都到那个我们的那个圣山上面去摘一个，带回一个漂亮的东西回来。
The one whose gift is the most outstanding will be the one succeeding me.
这个最漂亮的人，带回的东西最好的人呢，就会那个继承我的位置。
So after several days, the sons return.
所以几天以后呢，他们的儿子都回来了。
And the first one brought back the father, his father a flower that grew on the summit of the mountain. It's beautiful.
一个儿子呢，从山顶上摘了一束很漂亮的花回来给他父亲。
Because the flower is very rare and it grows only on the summit. It's
这个
beautiful, gorgeous flower.
这个花呢是非常的罕见，只长在那个最高的山峰上面。
But the second son bring him back a rock, a stone.
第一个儿子呢？就带回了一块石头，
which was very colorful, very smooth, and very round.
这个石头呢是圆形的，但是也是五颜六色，很漂亮。
Because over time it had been polished by rain and the wind.
就是被风那个风了湿了以后呢，它也是变得非常的有光泽。
But the third son comes back empty-handed.
这第三个儿子呢，就空着手回来了。
And he said, "Father, I have brought nothing back to show you."
第三个儿子说，父亲，我没带什么东西回来给你看。
As I stood on top of that holy mountain, I saw that on the other side was a beautiful field, a land with green pastures and crystal lake.
但是在山峰上，我在圣山上面看见山的另外一边有很漂亮的草原，也很有那个美丽的河流。
And I have a vision of what our tribe could be for a better life.
但是我知道我们的部落怎样才能有更美好的生活。
I was so overwhelmed by what I saw and by what I was thinking about that I couldn't bring anything back.
但是我就是在为我的所看所想的如此入迷，所以我就没带什么东西回来。
You guess what his father's reply is?
现在我们可以猜猜他的父亲是怎样回答的。
You shall be the tribe's new leader.
他的父亲就说，你就是我们那个部落的新的酋长了。
Because you have brought back what is the most precious thing of all.
因为你带回来了最漂亮的东西。
Because you have the gift of vision for the better life of our tribe.
因为你有这样的意向，怎样才能让我们的部落有更好的生活？
Do you have a vision for your life?
你有对你的生活有意向吗？
If you don't set goals, if you don't know what's going to happen in your life, if you don't see God to find out what He's going to do with your life, how are you going to live your life with a full purpose and vision?
如果我们没有自己的目的，没有让神来引导我们的生活，给我们定下目标的话，我们怎样才让我们的生活是充满目的跟意义呢？
The Bible says very clearly, where there is no vision, people perish.
当我们没有意向的时候，人就相当于死亡一样。
And when if there is no vision, oftentimes the word grinds to halt.没有意向的时候，我们做很多事情都变得非常的枯燥乏味。And so, because we are very frustrated, we didn't know what we are doing things for.
当我们做东西没有目的的时候，我们就觉得很沮丧。
We know that we have to have a plan, a goal, some kind of a purpose in our life. If in this new year, as you started out, you don't think about what you want to try to accomplish this year,you might be wandering purposeless.
所以当我们如果没有一个新年的目的的时候，我们就可能在这新的一年可能会觉得无所适从。
I don't think Apostle Paul wouldn't be talking about the goal if he is encouraging that people be pressing towards the goal. There got to be a goal in order for Apostle Paul to say that he ought to be pressing towards a goal.
所以当使徒保罗说这个向标杆前进的时候，他自己肯定也有一个他自己的目标。
And the goal that he is referring to is the point number four that I want to mention to you, is that he wanted to win the prize.
所以我们这个目标所说的就是，他的目标就是赢得这个那个奖赏。
What is that prize?
这个奖赏是什么东西呢？
You see, in the book of Revelations, again, I go back to the old heaven and the earth that would be going away, and the new will be coming.
所以我们再回到那个启示录上面所说的，就是旧的天地要过去，新的天地要来。
The holy city coming down.
新的信城从天而降。
And that we as a church,
我们
作为 the believers of Christ,
我们作为神的子民
will be prepared.And we will prepare ourselves beautifully to receive.
就像新娘装那个装扮自己一样，准备自己等待基督耶稣的再来。
You see, the verse number three tells us what that prize will be one day.
所以这上面所说已经说到这个奖赏是什么东西。
I have heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Now the dwelling of God is with men."
所以这个第三节。就说我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间。
Live by them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God.
他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
Apostle Paul is very goal-oriented person.
这个保罗，使徒保罗呢，做事是非常有目的性的。
He was waiting for something. He was expecting a prize.
所以他在等待一个什么东西，等待神的奖赏。
And I hope that you also are expecting something for the year 2007.
所以我希望大家也在2007年里面也等待一个什么东西。
I hope that we as a church will be expecting something towards a goal in the year 2007.
我希望我们的教会也在2007年等待一个什么东西。
But here Apostle Paul and then in the book of Revelation, John was telling all the believers that one day we ought to be expecting something that is so great and so good.
但是约翰在这个启示录上所写的就是我们作为信徒的在有一天我们必将等待一个是如此完美的东西的来到。
Now what we are waiting for is not a thing. It's not a what it is. Not a gift.
我们这里所等待的东西不是我们平常的一个是个物体。
What we are expecting is a promise.
我们所等待的是一个应许。
Something that is sure to happen.
是那个一个必将发生的事情。
The new heaven and new earth.
新的天地。
In which we would experience His presence.
在新的天地里面，我们跟他同在。
In fact, his presence starts from now.
实际上，他现在已经跟我们同在。
His presence starts from the moment that you receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior.
当你从接受基督耶稣的那一天起，他就已经跟你同在。
The kingdom of heaven begins with the heart that is open and that has received Christ.
所以当我们的心接受基督耶稣的时候，天堂就我们同在。
But when he comes back again, his dwelling is with us and we with him.
所以当基督耶稣再来的时候，他就跟我们同在，而且我们也跟他们同在。
And God said, I'm going to make everything new.
所以说我要把一切都更新。
And so this waiting for him to come is not done passively.
所以这个我们等待他的再来不是一个被动的。
But rather, it's very active through our faith, knowing that he is coming.
但是通过我们的信心，我们是主动的知道他必将再来。
When we grow and we come to know his word, and we trust and have faith, believing his coming again.
当我们在信心上长进，学习神的话语，通过信心知道他必将再来。
When we hold on to that promise that he is coming back and he can be coming back anytime.
当我们坚信这个信念，他必将回来，而且可能在任何时候回来的应许。
Then that's how we can remain confident in our service unto him.
所以只有通过这样，我们才能够有信心。
That's how we know with assurance. In fact, his word says very clearly, he says in verse 5, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.
这样我们才有确据，因为那个圣经的第五，二十一章第五节说，你要写上，因为这些话是可信的，是真实的。
In other words, what God says to happen, he sure will bring about it to happen.
就是说，神说要发生的，它是必将发生。
And when that day comes, the Bible says in verse 4 that he will wipe away every tear.
所以当那天来到的时候，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪。
That there will be no more death or more.
不再有死亡，不再有悲哀。
As sad of a story as we heard from this family, that there will be nothing anymore of things like that.
不再有悲哀的故事。
That there will be no more crying or pain.
不再有眼泪跟痛苦。
For the old order had passed away.
因为过去的都已经过去。
In conclusion, let me challenge you with this thought.
所以最后让我们来挑战大家。
When we have God, we have everything.
当我们有神，我们就有了一切。
When we don't have God, when we don't have the assurance, the understanding that one day we will have an eternal hope.
所以当我们没有这个确据的信念，就是说基督耶稣必有再来的一天。
Then our hope becomes tied into this world, to this earth.
我们的盼望只能在这个世界上。
So all the hurts and the things that goes with the earth and all the problems that we see every day.
所以世界上所有的痛苦、不足跟那个罪恶
will be there with us because we don't see the other kind of hope.
就是像鬼魂一样缠着我们，因为我们看不到天堂的希望。
If we don't know God, sometimes we will have a false sense of easy life because that's what the world is. You know, you do these things and you go to work and you have family and you have problems, we all have sickness and then we die and then here's the end of the earth.
当我们不知道神、不认识神的时候，我们就有这样错觉，就是说我们的生活就是这样了，我们去上班，然后回家，然后生死病老。
But once we express our trust in Him and once we understand our relationship with God,He promised us that one day this earth that is full of problems and sin will be go away.
但是如果说我们把我们的信心那个建立在神的身上，如果我们相信他，他就会允许我们这个世界、这个旧的天地必将有过去的一天。
God will bring you to the reality of a new level of understanding of what hope really is.
而且神会更新我们的那个理解，就是说我们的盼望是怎样的盼望。
What we have hope at one time perhaps trying to accomplish in this world, the treasures that we accumulate on this earth.
我们在世界上 争取完成的目标，我们在世界上这个聚集的财富。
It becomes nothing when you compare to what you can hope for and what you can have because of your relationship with God.
都将变得是无足轻重，或者是毫无价值。如果我们把它比跟那个神的应许相比的话。
Because when that new heaven and earth comes, there will be no more tears, no more pain, no more crying, no more mourning.
因为当那个新的天地再来的时候，我们就不再有痛苦，不再有眼泪，不再有悲哀。
Do not cling to this world much more than you need to.
所以说，不要那么的依赖这个世界。
But strain towards what is ahead, pressing towards the goal that God has for your life.
但是呢，向着这个标杆直跑，这个标杆就是神给我们的目标。
Wait.Patiently and yet actively towards the prize that he has for you.
所以耐心的等待，而且是积极的等待，等待这个基督耶稣给我们的奖赏。
That prize is his word, his power.
这个奖赏就是他的话语，他的道。
His presence in your life.
他的跟我们同在。
His assurance of his love in your life.
他对我们爱的确据。
The Bible tells us that these great miracles of new heaven and new earth come as a result of our faith in Him.
所以圣经上说，这个新的天地的来临是我们信心的结的果子。
Do you have that hope? Do you know God?
你有这样的信心吗？你认识神吗？
Do you have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ?
你已经跟那个基督耶稣已经建立个人的关系了吗？
Do you know that indeed he loves you and he cares for you?
你知道他是真正的爱你，关心你吗？
While Christmas was still very fresh, you remember the purpose and the meaning and the reason why Christ came onto this earth.
圣诞节才过去不久，我们还记得很清楚为什么基督来到这个世上。
I would encourage that you receive him.So that it's not just this life and this time, and it's not just for the religious purpose, but it's for what is in there for your life, eternally.
我挑战大家打开心扉来接受这个基督，因为不仅仅是为了宗教上的，为了我们在这个世界上生活的更好，而且更是为了我们的永生。
You need that hope for your life.I need that hope for my life.
我需要这样的盼望为了我的生活。
I don't want to live in the world of hatred and sins and problems and all of the issues that goes with it that I have no power of changing.
我不想生活在这个世界充满了罪恶，充满了仇恨，但是我没有办法改变这种现状。
Perhaps someone in this room today is still feeling the hurt that came with our life.
或者说我们在座的还有今天还有经历着那个这个世界带给我们的痛苦。
What if, let it be the circumstances and issues that came upon or the relationships that we got involved.
可能是我们面对的一些现实或者是我们的一个人际关系所带来的。
But don't let that hold you down.
但是不要
hold you down.
但是不要被这些打垮了。
You have.An assured comforter that is coming to your life if you will receive him.
因为我们有一个最好的安慰者。
You have a God the Father that you can call Abba Father that loves you.
因为我们一个天父一个神，我们可以称为阿爸父。
You have a hope for new heaven and new earth when there will be no more of such painful and hurtful.
我们有这样的盼望，在这么一个新的天地必再来，这样的天地我们没有。不再有痛苦眼泪。
And that can start now.
所以我们今天就从今天开始。
If you are already a believer, today is a time for you to renew that passion.
如果你已经是基督徒，今天就是最好的时间来更新我们的信念。
That understanding of God's will for your life.
更新我们对神的给我们目的的理解。
That you would choose to live a life that is has a purpose and has a vision.
所以我们生活在一个有目的有意向的生活。
That we together as a church would minister, would love one another, would have a fellowship with a purpose, with a goal, with a vision. for our ministry.
所以我们跟教会周围神的子民一起来互相帮助，互相来施工，而且呢，一起长进。
Do you have a goals and a wish for this coming year?
你这新的一年有你的目标吗？
Perhaps you don't know how to accomplish that today. Maybe a time for you to leave it to God.
如果你没有一个很好的目标的话，就来到神的面前，让他给你一个目标。
In a little bit, when we were singing the song of invitations, if you have such a wish and a plan for this coming year that you want God to take your life and lead you, let Him respond to you.
如果在新的一年你有这样的盼望或者目标，需要神的带领的话，你就让他来带领你。